A contaminated site in Nikiski has residents worried for the safety of their groundwater. The Arness septic site was a dumping ground in the 1980s for more than 4,000 gallons of oil-contaminated waste, sludge, and other pollutants. In the decades since, Department of Environmental Conservation staff say the site has not been properly monitored. Peninsula Clarion reporter Brian Smith just published a six-part series on the site. He says in the late 1980s, the area was cleaned up, but he told APRN's Lori Townsend there are still big questions about whether area groundwater is still affected.
There was a cleanup effort done in 1988, and as part of that cleanup effort, the DEC drilled a groundwater well into the area, and that was to test to see if the bulk of contaminants that were at the site were reaching the groundwater, and if there was a health hazard and things like that. But that groundwater well was actually up gradient of groundwater flow underneath the site, but they didn't know that at the time.
So how real, then, is the potential threat to human health? Have they drilled another well in the right vicinity?
When I talked to DEC employees, specifically a guy named Paul Horwath, who has watched the development of the site, the problem is we don't know the extent to which this may or may not be a threat to human health. So the bottom line is that DEC considers the site by regulation to not have been properly assessed, by how they do things, normally on other sites. And, when you ask them, well, how much contamination is there, what sort of a threat does this pose to the air, the groundwater in the area, they can't give you a really honest, straight answer because they don't know. And several times in the course of my reporting, I came across emails where DEC staff in Kenai would say things like, there's really no other site under our oversight deserving of a completion of a site assessment due to the potential the site has to negatively impact human health through the contamination of groundwater. So Kenai staff knows that it's of high importance.
Brian, you mentioned that they were pushing to drill more test wells, and it seems from what you said about the Kenai DEC staff that there's a recognition that this is a dangerous area. Why haven't they done more? Why haven't they insisted on these test wells?
Yeah, that's sort of the million-dollar question. In the 90s, from the reporting that I have found, the DEC tried several occasions to get some more wells out there, and they went as far to develop estimates and proposals and things like that. And this is where we get into the sort of bulk of the story that relates around a DEC mismanagement, and that mismanagement word is a very hairy word. But one of the Kenai district officers here, a guy named Paul Horwath, what prompted me to look into the site was he, in an online database that DEC keeps of its contaminated sites, he wrote in February of this year that the site was never properly assessed. There was never really enough study of the groundwater. There weren't wells drilled there. There were multiple efforts by local staff to do exactly, what you said, to get more wells out there. But they were, and this is his words, thwarted by politically appointed DEC management.
So, Brian, you have written a six-part series on this investigation. What's next now? Where is DEC in the process of monitoring or doing something about this site?
Yeah, so going forward, what the Arness family is doing with DEC is they're trying to get a lock on the area's groundwater movement, and so they're kind of doing some investigation with some engineers to really determine where the best place might be to do a couple of wells. And I think that's sort of the big question that everybody's asking is, can we get some wells out there to know for sure.
Reporter Brian Smith has many more details on this complicated story in a six-part series that ran in the Peninsula Clarion in late December. You can find a link to those stories on our website, alaskapublic.org.